What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
There's no good way to be fired, but we want to find the worst way to be fired. 404-741-0985. If you've really been done dirty, we want first and last names. give us a call. We want to talk about this because the CEO of Better.com, remember that name, Better.com? I'm so glad he's getting the publicity he's getting for this. He called a Zoom meeting with 900 employees, not only to fire them, but to make it all about him and his feelings.
I come to you with not great news. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group.
So he got all 900 employees on a Zoom call and fired all of them, but was talking about how he feels.
Yeah, I hope I'm stronger than I was. I cried the last time. Like, please, dude.
Poor thing. I hope you slip and fall in your bathroom.
So Better.com is like a mortgage company. Kara.
Yeah.
You've had a bad experience.
I had a bad experience. Many, many years ago, we were called in for an all-staff meeting at 10 a.m. And, you know, that's never a good thing. So we all, like, walked into this conference room and broadcast on this giant projector was effective immediately. Your job has been terminated.
Like before anybody said anything?
Yeah, apparently they had messed up the PowerPoint presentation and gotten it stuck on the slide that was firing everybody. So that's what we walked into the room to.
That boss not only didn't know how to fire people, but also didn't know how to operate a PowerPoint presentation.
Exactly. Well, they could have called the engineer in to help fix it, but they probably fired him.
Holly and Marietta, worst way to find out you no longer have a job.
When I was a teenager, I was working for Baskin Robbins. I got the job for the summer. And my boss said, have a seat. And he got a piece of paper, drew 31 lines on the page. And he said, okay, I need you to fill in all of the 31 flavors of ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
I hadn't remembered all the 31 flavors. So basically fired me on the spot.
Oh, God.
That was a requirement of the job?
I guess you got to know everything that you're serving. I mean, when I worked at Hooters, we had to know that menu forward and backwards and not look at it.
Know the menu at Hooters? Wings, beer.
Yeah.
There's burgers and fries and stuff, too.
Oh, you would know. Worst way to find out you no longer have a job, 404-741-0985. Talking about the worst way to find out you no longer have a job. I know we asked this question on our Facebook page at B98.5
we
on
get
Facebook.
Some pretty good responses. Good ones. So Brandy said she was working at an appliance store, and after 1 week, they said she wasn't catching on fast enough, and she was out.
She wasn't selling enough of those extended warranties.
Nope. Janine says she was working at a small clothing store, and her daughter had been really sick, and she went in to check the schedule, and her name wasn't there. And when she asked why, they were like, oh, well, you're no longer needed. But my favorite was Karen, who had babysat for a family for a few years for 5 days a week. She got pregnant, and when she was 8 months along, the lady she was working for told her she had found her replacement and she was supposed to stick around and train her.
Yeah, I'm sure that did not happen. yeah, being pregnant is a bad thing, apparently. Linda in Loganville.
I was working as a contract worker in an accounting department. This is back at the end of the 80s. And I found out I was expecting, and I asked the boss if I could talk to him. He goes, yeah, sure, come on in. So I went in and told him, you know, I'm expecting. I just want to let you know that. It was about 4 weeks before my contract was up. And he goes, well, that's great. That's wonderful. We're not going to renew your contract.
Oh. Do you think that he had planned on not renewing your contract, or do you think that was a move that he was making because you said you were pregnant?
I think it was because I said I was pregnant because he told me that that situation just involved too many unknowns.
Oh, my God.
If that happened today, you would be a millionaire.
Right?
And the company would be called the Linda Company.
Headquartered in Loganville.
Yeah. Yes. Kay in Covington, we're talking about the worst way to find out you no longer have a job.
2 days after having surgery from being hurt at work, I got a text.
A text?
A text.
And you were hurt at work?
Yes.
Are you the kind of person I want to borrow money from now? Or
no.
What did you do with all the settlement money?
I bought a camper, and I love it.
Look at you. Going up to Blue Ridge every weekend, you don't even have to rent an Airbnb.
You got that, Brad.
404-741-0985. Tell you what, I love this topic so much because some of the sweet justice we're hearing about. Call anytime.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Sarah in Alpharetta, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your memories of taking on Kara the last time?
I remember tying and wanting to beat her.
You're funny, same thing.
Yeah, it's redemption week, so why don't you go ahead and kick her out.
All right, bye, Kara.
See you, Sarah. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara's going to stand outside the studio. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. You know that if you answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one, the Mariah Carey menu officially went on sale at McDonald's yesterday. What's a kid's meal at Mickey D's called?
Happy Meal.
Question two, new survey says people track the delivery of an online purchase 4 times a day. Who delivers more packages in the U.S., FedEx or UPS?
I'm going to go with FedEx.
Question three, Gwen Stefani was on Ellen's show yesterday to admit she picks out all of her husband's outfits. Who's Gwen Stefani married to?
Blake Shelton.
Number four, office supplies are the latest products on a list of shortages. How convenient.
Yeah, right.
In the show, The Office, what office supply did they sell?
They sold paper.
Number five, Jennifer Lawrence says while shooting her latest movie, she lost a tooth. What professional sport is responsible for the most teeth lost?
Hockey, maybe?
Let's bring Kara back in. Excellent.
Yeah, well done this morning, Sarah and Alpharetta, just slipping up one time.
Really?
Oh,
I don't know
no.
where that happened.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with Kara on her redemption week.
Here we go. Same questions, Kara. The Mariah Carey menu went on sale at McDonald's yesterday. If all you want for Christmas is food.
Yes.
What's a kid's meal at Mickey D's called?
A Happy Meal.
That's what Sarah said, 1-1.
Number two, new survey says people track the delivery of an online purchase 4 times a day. Who delivers more packages in the U.S., FedEx or UPS?
UPS?
Is the correct answer. Sarah said FedEx. All right, 2-1, but we don't gotta see what happens till the end, though.
Number three, Gwen Stefani was on Ellen's show yesterday to admit she picks out all of her husband's outfits. Who's she married to?
Blake Shelton.
That got Sarah back on the board. It's 3-2.
Number four, office supplies, the latest products on a list of shortages. In the show The Office, what office supply do they sell?
They're a paper company.
Yeah, I thought that might slip Kara up because she has said she's never watched The Office, mm-hmm. but it didn't. All right, Sarah said that as well. It's 4-3.
Number five, Jennifer Lawrence says while shooting her latest movie, she lost a tooth. What professional sport is responsible for the most teeth lost?
Oh, hockey?
Sarah guessed hockey as well, and it is the right answer.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, final score this morning, 5-4. Kara getting her redemption. Sarah and Alpharetta, are you smarter than Kara?
Nope, doesn't look like it.
Kara, your new record, 1,171 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Sarah.
It's fine.
So once again, you don't get the money, but you are going to go see Keith Urban, the Speed of Now World Tour, October 8th at State Farm Arena. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. If you think you're smarter than Kara, you can sign up to play against her. Go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 7:25. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 55. Chance of showers overnight into tomorrow with a low in the 40s. We do return to 70 by Friday. It's 37 to Midtown. Hawks beat the Timberwolves 121 to 110. What's going on, Kara?
When you're sick, you'll do just about anything to find something to make you feel better. But you got to remember, not everything you see online is true. And just because it says it's organic doesn't necessarily mean that it is. Right now, the FDA is sending out a major warning urging people not to use popular supplements from this company called Black Oxygen Organics. Some people call it boo. It's all over Instagram and Facebook. And basically, it's like a mud from a bog that's filled with fulvic acid. And it's sold in pills and powders. And they claim it's like a miracle cure-all for all kinds of things. But instead of healing people, it's actually making them really, really sick.
Yep.
It is filled with heavy metals like arsenic and all kinds of bad stuff. So they are urging people, if you have any of this stuff at home, if you've been using it, stop it right now and throw it away. It'll make you really, really sick.
Thank you, Kara.
Now, it is never too late to graduate. Once a high school dropout, a single mom and Army veteran is celebrating her graduation today. Her name is Morgan George. She left school at just 16 and then signed up to serve in the Army as a vet tech, taking care of military working dogs.
Oh, cool.
Super cool. She served in Afghanistan, but it wasn't until she got to Japan that she found her true passion for service and discovered her love of environmental science. Hmm. So she's now 31 and celebrating her Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Sciences and looking forward to starting her next chapter as a researcher in a pathogen lab at the University of Georgia.
She was going to study the effects of boo.
Maybe. Who knows? But I think she's looking closer towards animals. So cool thing for her. Now, yeah. If you think you've got the coolest hiding spot or the perfect place that nobody's going to find those gifts, you're wrong. You need to find a new spot right now. Your closet is your number one spot, right?
Everybody knows the gifts are there.
That is the number one spot that snoopers know that that's where they need to go.
Yeah.
So the other places that were figured out as being the number one hiding spots that people go for really fast, the trunk of the car, don't do it. They're spotted like super quick under the bed and coat closets. These kids are smart. They've got all of these tricks figured out. They've seen it. Even if you think that they haven't, time to find a new hiding spot.
Anybody here a snooper growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah, 100%. What did you find?
My brother and I used to hide out. We would like make them think that we had passed out Christmas night, and they would do all of the wrapping Christmas Eve, and
really?
We would sneak in. Oh, yes. We would sneak into my parents' room that has this like little loft that jets out into the living room. We thought we were super sneaky. We were over there just like peeking over to see what they were doing. Of course, our jig was up. They knew that.
They knew you were doing that every year.
There, so
you were 8 hours from actually being able to play this off legit.
Your parents were like, oh, you want to snoop and do this stuff during Christmas? Boom, you're getting a new baby brother.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, it's bowl season. They announced like all the colleges that are going to play against each other in the upcoming bowls. And, you know, obviously Georgia and Michigan and then Alabama and I believe Cincinnati. Those are the big ones. But a lot of these other bowls, it just becomes so corporate. It's just a way for corporations to tag onto something and sponsor something, make a little bit of money.
And a lot of times, you know, it might be a company that shouldn't really, they're not even big enough to be advertising. I remember I was working at a radio station and they had a Garth Brooks Live in Central Park concert that they were going to be airing.
Yeah.
And the only sponsor they could find was a place called Mike's Vegetable Stand.
Yeah. Oh, we were my
like,
gosh. That,
my boss was like, I was thinking like Coca-Cola or something, but it's like, Garth Brooks, presented by Mike's Vegetables.
All right, so I'm going to read you guys 5 bowl games. You have to decide if they're real bowl games or not. Are you ready?
All right.
Up first at Sun Bowl Stadium in El Paso, Texas, is the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. You'd think that would be the cereal bowl. Yeah. I'm going to say it's not.
I'm going to say not. I agree with you.
That's actually a real bowl.
It is.
No, it isn't.
All right, up next in Shiplap Stadium in Waco, Texas, the Chip and Joanna Gaines Farmhouse Sink Bowl.
Okay. That's not happening.
No way.
Not real?
Yeah, I know,
totally
right?
I made that one up.
That would be a great idea for a stadium, though. I'd like to see a lot of shiplap.
All right, Shambly High School Stadium in Brookhaven, Georgia. It's the CDC Vaccine Booster Shot Bowl.
Well, during these times, we're going to say no.
All right, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. San Diego State taking on Washington State in the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
That's true. I heard about that. And that's weird.
What? I've never heard. Jimmy Kimmel has his own.
I think his show has his
own. Okay. All right. And the final one. Here we go. In the Eufaula Civic Center in Eufaula, Alabama, the Dave Chappelle's Netflix comedy special bowl.
Oh, no way.
It could be. But it could be.
It could be, but it's not.
It's not, but it could be, right?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
So, Dave, you messed up with your girlfriend.
She's not even my girlfriend. And I don't think she will be ever, actually.
Oh, gosh.
What happened?
Well, you know, I've known Sabrina for over a year, and we've been getting closer. I tried to, you know, impress her by talking about some of the conspiracies I follow. You know, I'm pretty sure that kind of turned her off.
You talked conspiracy theories to a potential love interest?
I mean, did you ever get an indication she was into that? I mean,
well, you know, I just kind of tried to impress her with, you know, how my brain works and my thinking abilities.
What kinds of conspiracy theories were you sharing?
The basic stuff, you know, JFK, Bill Gates, flat earth, you know. I thought she would be attracted to the way my mind works.
You thought sharing flat earth theories were going to turn her on and think about, oh, he's a thinking man.
Well, the earth is flat.
How do you figure?
Well, I mean, if it was a ball, people at the South Pole would be hanging upside down.
Jeez, Dave, I can't see why she wasn't dazzled with your intellect.
Well, I wonder what his conspiracy theory on gravity is.
So how can we help you? What happened?
I was in the middle of telling her some of the QAnon stuff, and she just stood up and just walked off. She was disgusted, and I don't know. She had a look on her face like it was enough.
What do you want our help with? You want her to forgive you and what?
Well, I'm hoping that she can give me one extra chance. I had a bad night, you know. I've been waiting for a year to really talk with her and hang out with her at this level, and just hoping that I can get another chance.
I almost don't want to call Sabrina. I just want to keep talking to Dave.
Dave, why don't you hang on? About 10 minutes from now, we'll get her on the line, and we'll see if we can get her to forgive and forget and give you another chance, all right?
Thank you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Dave had been interested in this young lady, Sabrina, for about a year. They were friends, and he was ready to take it to the next level. And one of the things that he did to try to do that was to impress her with his conspiracy theories, and she got disgusted and left. Now he wants another chance. We're going to help him ask for forgiveness. Dave, sit tight. Let us talk to Sabrina here for a couple of minutes.
Hello.
Hey, Sabrina.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're at B98.5. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, we just wanted to ask you about, you had some guy that you're friends with. You guys went out on a date. His name was Dave.
Yeah. You mean Stinky Dave?
Who?
Stinky Dave.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you call him that?
Because he smells like an old lady musty house smell. Okay. You know what I mean?
You weren't turned off by his conspiracy theory stuff?
I could not even be near him to even hear the discussion. I wasn't even listening because all I could smell was the stink.
So there's no romance in y'all's future then, Sabrina?
Well, he's pretty hot, but the stank?
What are you talking about? I don't smell.
Dave. Dave is with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Dave asked us to see if you would forgive him for sharing all these conspiracy theories because he's legitimately interested in you, Sabrina. I know you guys have been friends for a while.
There's no way I smell. I shower twice a day, and I always wear cologne.
Well, maybe it's your clothes.
I wash my clothes. My clothes are fine.
Just out of curiosity, because this has come up so many times, yeah. It's a natural question to be asking. Do you have a top loader or a front loader?
Mm.
What's the difference?
Is there like a conspiracy theory around front loaders?
Wait till you hear this one, Dave. Sometimes with a front loader, your clothes get like a musty smell, because that's what Sabrina had said, is that He smells like a grandma. Do you use dryer sheets?
No, I don't, but I've never smelled anything weird.
Do you take the clothes out as soon as they've been washed?
I mean, not always.
Oh, jeez.
If you want to date me, you're just going to have to figure this out and get rid of whatever stinky stink is going on and start smelling nice around me.
Dave, do you have COVID? I mean, you know, the loss of smell?
I don't think I smell. I wear cologne.
Little fun fact about Dave, he doesn't have COVID, and he has staved that off by injecting horse medications into loaves of bread and then eating them.
You heard that works too?
Best of luck to you guys. Sabrina, you forgive him for stinking as long as he decides to change?
I will give him another chance if he cleans up his act.
It's always the hot guys that stink the worst, isn't it?
Or they're dumb.
Or in some cases,
both.
I love you too.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow morning, Stephen got his daughter's ears pierced, which wouldn't be bad if his ex-wife was on board and had actually about it. He needs forgiveness before he drops the kid off for Mom's Week.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Forgive and Forget.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 822. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today, 55. Some showers overnight, low in the mid-40s. We get back to 70 by Friday. Hawks beat the Timberwolves. 121 to 110. What else is going on, Kara?
Speaking of the Hawks, you know, they teamed up with Clorox to honor a couple of local teachers as part of their Year of the Teacher series on Sunday night. They spotlighted Charles Aston, a second grade teacher from Stanton Elementary, and Dorothy Chu, who's a first grade English teacher for the dual language immersion program at Morris Brandon Elementary. They were honored for their exemplary contributions of service, given a $500 gift card for school supplies and some Clorox cleaning supplies for their classrooms. Now, we've got our own little teacher recognition program going on with Delta Community Credit Union.
Yeah.
So if you have an educator in your life that has gone above and beyond that you'd like to nominate, you can head over to B985.com. And if they are selected to be one of our featured teachers, their school picks up a $500 donation from Delta Community Credit
Union. Very nice.
Those teachers of the Hawks game, they didn't have to shoot a half-court shot or anything?
Nope. They had done their good deed already.
Good deal. Right.
Now, this is the time of year where it's really hard to avoid the holiday music. Some people love it. Others run the opposite way. But now there's a pretty cool contest to put your endurance to the test. Hotels.com is doing a not-so-silent night contest. They've got a swanky room over at the Fairmont in Chicago that is totally decked out from top to bottom in Christmas decor, and they are pumping nonstop Christmas music in this room for 24 hours straight.
Jeez.
If you can survive, you'll get a $1,000 travel stipend, $500 room service credits, a wake-up call from Lance Bass, and 25 free stays deposited into your Hotels.com rewards account.
Nothing says sexy prize more than stipend.
I know, right? Well, some people will love it. If you're one of those people, you can head over to Hotels.com/not-so-silent-night and apply.
So you get 25 free nights to go anywhere.
To go anywhere you want.
Tad, where would you use it?
Probably right down the street, stay at a hotel. I've got a 4 month old, dude. Yeah, so. Right.
So 92% of the world's population uses emojis. Are you one of them? I know I am.
Oh, all day.
All the time. Some use it more than others, but of the more than 3,600 images we use to express our emotions, there is one that's more popular than all of the rest. Can you guess which one it is?
It's got to be the laughing with the two tears coming.
You
down
got
the face,
it right.
Oh,
it is the tears of joy. It actually accounts for 5% of all emoji use.
I didn't realize those were tears of joy. I thought that was laughing. Number one. Number two, I thought the kids were saying, like, it came out a couple of months ago that was sort of passe now, that you weren't supposed to use the two tears of laughy emoji. And I was like,
why?
Give me a break. This is the only emoji I ever use.
I know. Me too.
How am
it's
I supposed
my favorite.
To, right. They're called emojis. You've eliminated emotion.
You're trying to tell me I can't use this
right.
emotion?
I'm too
That's not
old
very Generation Z of you.
Yeah. It's the cancel culture. We're stuck in the middle. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.